The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news, we're all gonna die. Every single one of this. So if there was any question in your mind, get it out of there. We're all going to die someday. The good news, we're all going to die. Thank God, we're all going to die someday. Because in this life, we can never find perfect fulfillment. We can never find our heart's desire, because our heart's desire is God. It's not in other people, it's not in our particular vocation, marriage, family, children, career. That's not going to fulfill us. Now, those things may help us to keep us on the straight and narrow to follow the Lord, but they in themselves cannot give us what we truly desire, because God has implanted in each of us a desire which can only be fulfilled through Him, through God. God is our heart's desire. So all through our lives, if you stop, whether you're 12 or 80 or whatever, and you think, you know, I still don't have everything that gives me joy, or I don't feel complete, I don't feel fulfilled, that's perfectly normal, perfectly natural. But then we as Christians have to say, oh, well, that makes sense, because I don't possess God fully yet, or I don't see God face to face. I don't have that communion which I can find only in heaven. And so that maybe emptiness there that can't be fulfilled till we go to the Lord, or that desire is implanted there so that we're constantly going back to it and saying, what am I doing to honor that desire, which is all about God? What am I doing to do the will of God so that one day I can be with Him? What false gods in my life am I smashing or getting rid of so that it's only God who is my God and the one I am following? Am I being obedient to the will of God? Because again, there's an old saying that goes, do the will of God and God will do your will. Which simply means that if we truly do the will of God fully, we're gonna find out that that's what we want as well. So God has taken care of everything. He's given us everything we need. He's given us the scriptures. He's given us the teachings of the church so that we can stay on the straight and narrow, so that we can follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So it's not just a blueprint or a map God gives us. It's God Himself, the incarnate God, who tells us to follow Him. And think of Jesus Christ. Think of what He had, what He did. Did He own a condo? Did He own a house? Did He have investments? None of those things. Did He have membership in all sorts of clubs. No. He went from town to town, and he always depended upon the kindness of other people for food and clothing and shelter. And that's Jesus, because he was fully focused on the will of his Father. Nothing else could get in the way of that. So it didn't matter to him if he didn't have money, if he didn't have an extra staff, if he didn't have extra sandals or an extra cloak, because his food, his fulfillment was doing the will of the Father. So if we want a model of someone who is focused on the Lord, who realizes that only God is the fulfillment of his heart's desire, it is Jesus Christ. So we need to put ourselves out there and compare ourselves, evaluate, and ask ourselves, am I doing what I'm called to do as a follower of Jesus? Because in baptism, we are immersed into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We come out a new creation. We become an adopted child of God, and we are called to be another Christ in the world. So to do what Jesus did, to depend upon God and God alone, not on my own efforts, not to worry about what I want, not worry about what I think should be happening, but simply to do what I know I'm called to do, as difficult as it is. And of course, I speak about that within the context of Christian community, because we can't do it alone. We need one another to challenge us, to cheer us on, and yes, to correct us, to say, no, that is not what God wants of you. And if you want to find the joy of the Lord, this is the path God has given us. So we don't find that fullness of joy in this life, and yet we know it's there. I don't know about other religions, but really front and center in the Christian faith is the virtue of hope. Hope. And what is hope? Well, it's rooted in God. God is our hope. But it means for us that even though we cannot see the fulfillment that God wants to give us if we're faithful in heaven, it is there. We know it's there. And that's what that desire draws our attention to, that it's there. I want it, and I am willing to die to myself, as Paul tells us, as Paul did, so that I can one day receive the crown of glory that God wants to give me. But really, it's up to me to say yes to the Lord every day, to turn away from whatever is false, whether it be riches. And riches are not bad in themselves. Not at all. What we do with the riches, that's the key. How do I deal with what I have? Am I generous? Am I kind? Or do I keep counting the cost? Well, if I do that, will I get something in return? If I do that, will God truly take care of me? So forth and so on. And yet, what does our faith say? Yes, God will take care of us. Jesus knew that. He lived it. If you remember the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, what was his prayer? Like all of us, he said, Lord, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. And yet Jesus knew that suffering was part of the journey, and what was important for him was to do the will of God. So he said, but not my will, your will be done. So we have this wonderful, wonderful model. God himself, who became a human being, suffered, died, rose from the dead, shows us how to be generous and kind and dependent upon God. And that's a dirty word in our culture today. I don't want to be dependent upon anybody. I hear it from older people. I don't want to depend on my children. Well, why not? You're giving them an opportunity to serve you. And that's very important. But we want to be independent. And yet none of us are independent. I am breathing, I am standing here right now because God is keeping me in being. I'm not doing it on my own. And a doctor can do any sort of thing to help me, but nonetheless, it's God who keeps me going. And it is God who one day will say, okay, come and be judged. And hopefully God will say, come into the kingdom prepared for you. But we don't want to be like the rich man who depended on himself and he was caught up in it and so was condemned for it. We want to be like St. Paul, who, like his Savior Jesus, he didn't own anything. He went from town to town, and he makes it clear, I'm always depending on the generosity of the people I serve. And that was enough for him. Is it enough for us? Are we the type of people who are always being generous and giving of ourselves, our time, our talent, our treasure? Are we also willing, as dependent people, to accept the kindness of people? Because we do need each other. We need God, certainly, but we do need one another as well so that we can be faithful in our journey with the Lord. So again, the blueprint is there. Again, it's not a map. It's not the scriptures or even the teachings of the church, although they help us understand it. But the blueprint is God himself, the incarnate God who came among us. And if we remember, it's not a bad thing to remember that, yes, I'm going to die someday. And everything that I did, what will it matter? What can I take to heaven except the love that I created in this world? Can't take my riches, can't take my career, can't take honors and glory, but rather I take that generous love that I have expressed in this life and hopefully humbly put it before the Lord. But we are going to die, and hopefully some of us at least are looking forward to that, because we know that God is the fulfillment of our heart's desire. There is nothing else in this world. We do all sorts of things to kind of draw our attention away from our aches, our pains, our lacks, whatever they are. But if we keep going back to the Lord and say, no, this is part of the journey, it's not pleasant perhaps, but God's right there. He's walking with us. He's providing us each and every moment with what we need so that we can be faithful disciples who climb the same cross that Jesus was crucified on and climb that cross right into heaven. So as a community, we must constantly come together to remind ourselves of the desire God has for us, that he has implanted in our hearts, our desire for God, and help one another to keep that desire right in the front of our lives so that we're always faithful to it, always faithful to the will of God, following him. So one day we can share in this glory that God wants us to share in, which we only get little snippets of, little cues here and there nowadays, but one day we will know fully. So yes, it's delayed gratification, but it's a great delayed gratification. So we pray for that as we celebrate the Eucharist, as we receive the Word of God, as we receive the very flesh and blood of God, which is real, divine, powerful food, so that we can continue on the journey and be faithful, be good disciples, and one day have the desire of our hearts fulfilled.